day and welcome to today's PeopleCert Q4 2025 conference call. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. You may register for questions at any time by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. Now, I'd like to hand the call over to Byron Nicolaides. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm Byron, founder and CEO of PeopleCert, and together with me is George Giannetsos, our CFO, and Eleni, our Chief Corporate Development Officer. Thank you all for being with us, and I'll start by thanking you all because you have participated in our refinancing of the bond, which attracted a lot of attention. It was oversubscribed over four times, and it's a big step of approval to us and to the management of PeopleCert, the business plans. I would like to thank you all for your trust in you and our commitment to deliver. Now, going on the highlights, this is a new era of PeopleCert because after 5 years, we have the bond is being refinanced, and we have completed a new acquisition end of November, which is a large acquisition, Cityengage, especially on the side of the revenue. What you're seeing here is by consolidating all PeopleCert plus 2 months of Cityengage. So this is going to be presented this way, and as of next quarter, I will try to have a better presentation mode because it will be a complete quarter. So for Q2 2025, our revenue is £59 million versus 71% compared to Q4 24, and this includes not three, but only 2 months of Cityengage revenue. And the pro forma synergized LTM December 25 is at £281 million, which is the same level, 0% change with pro forma synergized LTM September. The adjusted EBITDA, again, is at £20 million, which is same as Q4 24. And the pro forma synergized LTM is at £99 million, minus 3% versus pro forma synergized LTM 25. And our gross margin after the acquisition is impacted, of course, as we expected, is at 35% versus 36% in pro forma LTM September 25. The net debt is, as of the end of the year, £286 million. And this includes a significant improvement in our cash position. Our cash position is at £100 million versus LTM £69 million. So this has, as a result, the net debt to EBITDA, LTM December, to be at 2.9 times versus pro forma being September 25 being 3.2 times. Some of you will remember that we said that it's very important. Very quickly, we'll go with the net debt to EBITDA. We'll start with two. So some other priorities, highlights, sorry. The number one acquisition priority is the integration of Cityengage, which has started. In Q4, we can say that we have achieved £500,000 of EBITDA, of the £24 million EBITDA that we set to promise the investors, which is annualized to £3.2 million. Talking about Cityengage, it's very important to repeat once again. It was relevant then. It's even more relevant today that this is the best AI edge because we're talking here about vocational qualifications. And the vocational qualifications are either not impacted or very little impacted from AI, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, etc. So it's very good for Cityengage. Although the rest of our qualifications are AI native. We also completed the €300 million Eurobond refinancing, and thank you again for participating and trusting us. Had over four times over subscription and at a good interest rate for us. Now, the membership subscription business has been growing 70% year on year in 2025, and we expect this to continue in 2026, as well as LanguageChef business was growing difficult market, 14% year on year in 2025, and we discussed in detail with you the dynamics during the refinance of the bond. So we'll continue the investment in new products and updates. We completed the ITIL version 5, which is a complete relaunch and the complete reformatting of the whole product suite in Q1 2026. The other portfolio is also developing. And also an AI strategy, which we launched in collaboration with Microsoft, is continuing as part of our transformation initiatives. And this covers all our products that go to the markets that are AI native, as well as we as improvement on business optimization internally with significant use of AI across. This was slide number 5. Moving to slide number 6. And this is particular for some new bondholders. PeopleSet is a business highlights. PeopleSet is a global leader in the learning and technology area. And we own and develop framework, qualifications, and certifications that do two things. Improve organizational efficiency and enhance the lives and careers of people. So we are addressing both the organization and the people. We're a house of brands. So we have ITIL, Iconic Brands, Prince 2, DevOps Institute, LanguageChef, and last but not least, again, Gets. ITIL on digital transformation, on digital products and services. Prince 2 on project program for program management. DevOps Institute in DevOps certification. LanguageChef in English language, one of the home office approved in the UK and globally, and the Australian for the first market to prove globally, and City and Guilds, which are market leader in vocational qualifications, apprenticeships, and trainings. And the business is controlled 80% by myself and 20% by FTV Capital since 2021. On the right side, you can see the synergized LTM. Revenue right now is £281 million. Adjusted EBITDA at £99 million. The margin is not anymore after the acquisition at 55 or 60%, 50% we were usually. It's at 35% that we expected to increase with the synergies as we presented. The cash flow conversion is still at 9%, 90%, and net debt to adjusted EBITDA is 2.9 times. The exams revenue by business line. Now we have the training as well with the City Guilds, so we have our training business, so it's 70%. The assessment business, 41%. IT, 25%. Language, 5%. Project management, 12%. By geography, after the acquisition of City Guilds, UK is 65%. EMEA, 20%. America, 7%. APAC, 8%. If you take City Guilds out, we are 65, 17, 18, and 17, 18, America's an APAC. And B2B versus B2C, again, we'll see the English being all B2B business. Instead of 12%, we are at 7% B2C. But B2C is increasing, and it continues to increase, not at the expense of B2B, and at a profitable rate. Moving to slide number 7. Still, as you see, the exams from 82% in 2023 continue to go down at 53%, and we have diversification with content, value-added services, membership, online proctoring, and now we have training as well, and direct delivery of training. And slide number 8, you can see the evolution since March 21, when we started the acquisition of Axelos, etc., where we significantly deleveraged 2.0 times. And, you know, when we were September, it was at 3.17 times with 69 million of cash position. in the last 3 months with significant improvement on our cash position, $100 million, which reduced our net debt to EBITDA ratio to 2.89 times. So this is the high level, and then I'll pass to George to talk about more details on the financials. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. We are on slide 10. Here we can see our baseline, and this will be the case going forward for all our presentations. Our baseline is the pro forma bond issuance, LTM September 25, and now we are comparing the performance of the business with numbers of LTM December 25. As we said earlier, our revenue is flat between the two periods. Our profitability is slightly lower, and our margin is in the range that we were expecting. Our CapEx remains in line with our projections and our historical numbers, and represents around 5% of our revenue, while our free cash flow generation is really strong and remains in line with our historical numbers in the range of 85%. Finally, our working capital was improved with LTM December 25 compared to the pro forma bond issuance. All in all, a very strong picture, significant increase in our revenue, much bigger group globally, with strong profitability and strong cash conversion. The last point, the strong cash conversion, is also obvious in this slide. Here we are comparing our cash position between the two periods. As you can see, we added more than 30 million of cash in 3 months period. And this helped us to have a significantly improved net debt to EBITDA ratio. The gross debt leverage was affected from the translation of our bond and loan, which is in euro, to British pounds. So there is a slight increase. But the ability of the organization to deleverage is very clear if we notice the net debt ratio. In the following slides, we have the profit and loss account, balance sheet, and cash flow statements on a consolidated basis. I'm not going to go in detail here. We have also a press release available to explain the financial performance. An important note, as you can see in the footnote, at the time of the preparation of this deck, the financial results were unaudited. We are expecting to have the audited financial statements available later today. This concludes my presentation, and we can proceed to the Q&A session.
Thank you. As a reminder, to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1. Again, it is star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow you to signal. As a reminder, to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1. And please make sure the mute function on your phone is switched off to allow your signal to reach your equipment. We have a question from Terence Day from Muzinic and Co. Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi all. Thanks for the presentation. I just had two questions from my side. First one is just in relation to, I guess, AI risk on the existing PeopleCert business. Can you comment on that? Basically on the, I guess, language cert and ITIL as well, courses. I mean, are you seeing any softness there, or are there reasons why people would still take them versus not take them in the current environment? And then the second one is just in relation to your results. Can you break out what the organic growth or existing standalone PeopleCert numbers were for Q4? I guess because it's consolidated with the City and Guilds one, and can you provide some color on the City and Guilds one year-on-year kind of numbers as well? Because I noticed the reported EBITDA margin was quite low, around 19%. But I guess that's a lot of costs going up from the City and Guilds side as well.
You're correct. I'll let you pick this up. Starting from the second one, the second question, X City and Guilds, I don't know exact numbers, maybe George can give you it, but we were before we were either flat in total or slightly higher. But on the AI space, PeopleCert has been investing significantly on the products. And all our product portfolio is AI ready. Talking in particular about ITIL, and ITIL right now we are in the process where we move from ITIL 4 to ITIL version 5. And this was completed, as I mentioned, in Q1. We see good traction in the market, which is going to be more visible in Q2 and Q3, but we are optimistic about I2 because this was an important shift. And after this, Prince 2 is coming as well. We discussed both of them quite extensively in the bond presentation. So I'm just reiterating what we have said over there. Language of business, although it's a different business, although the market is not doing well, because we are a small player, we're doing much better than the bigger, the larger ones. So what I can tell you, Q4 was better. I think 14%, I touched on the presentation. And we see this, we expect this, and we see this continuing even at higher levels in 2026.
Okay, thanks.
Big picture, what we told you in the bond presentation is continuing.
Appreciate that. No, it's only because obviously AI has been changing quite quickly week on week, even. And so it's just whether you're seeing any difference from the bond presentation to now.
Oh, yes. That's what I told earlier, that it was true in November. It's even truer today. It's only 3 months, 4 months, that City and Guilds was the best AI hedge for a company like Rack Institute. But don't misinterpret this. The other business still at flat and slightly going up.
Okay. Can you just do a follow-up just on the City and Guilds business? Do you see, I guess you mentioned about 24 months is the trajectory of where you're going to achieve all these synergies. Do you see that accelerating or any changes to that?
So far, you see, it's too early. City and Guilds is a very big business and complicated business. And we knew that we were buying. We are on top of this. Our level of confidence is quite high. It's early to judge from now on for the whether it's going to be more than 24 months or less than 24 months. Let's stick to what we have right now on the plan. Now we may end up reporting more to you in 1 or 2 quarters. But we're very much on top of this.
Thank you.
And that's a very good business.
Thank you. As a final reminder, to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1. We'll pause for just a moment to allow you to signal. It appears there are currently no further questions. With this, I'd like to hand it back over to our host for closing remarks.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for attending this call. Thank you very much again for trusting PeopleCert and being present in the financing of our bond. See you in our next call. In 2 months' time, as far as I know.
Thank you.
Or maybe less.
Thank you all.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.